I'm Chris Lawrence with the DNR Wildlife Resources Report. The annual four-week spring gobbler season in West Virginia will get started on Monday. And coming up after this, we'll preview the upcoming season. Hunters across West Virginia are going to be in the woods before daylight Monday morning in hopes of wooing the affections of a long-bearded gobbler. Just how many gobblers are out there? I put that question to DNR biologist Keith Krantz.
Because our season is set at the end of April, the good percentage of our harvest are two-year-old toms. And because they're two-year-old birds, the brood reporting 2 years prior is a good indicator of that harvest, of that abundance of that two-year-old age class. And so when we look at these things, we look at the 2013 brood reports, and in that year, they were off about 30% from the five-year average.
Now, Keith adds that might actually depend on what part of West Virginia you're hunting as to whether there are more or fewer birds.
There are regional variations in that data, and the regional variations show us that the western and mountain regions, theirs were actually up. So those hunters may actually see an increase in their number of gobblers that they run into. And then the other two regions will probably see a little bit less, the eastern panhandle and the southern.
Now, Keith qualifies the forecast because a lot of it is out of anyone's control.
This is very dependent on hunter participation and hunter effort. It really is. And if we don't have the same hunter participation from 1 year to the next, these numbers, harvest numbers, can fluctuate just based on that. So it's kind of up to the hunters to begin with.
Turkeys have been gobbling for several weeks, something we've all noticed in a process triggered by photo period. Some wonder why West Virginia waits later in the year to open the season.
We're one of the states that actually have tried to set it closer to the peak of incubation, when most of the hens, at least half of the hens, are sitting on a nest. Because the more hens that are sitting on a nest, the fewer hens they're going to be running around with the gobblers, and the less likelihood it will be that a hunter mistakes a hen for a gobbler and shoots one.
And the season runs for 4 weeks. You have to be out of the woods by 1 o'clock in the afternoon. I'm Chris Lawrence, and that is the DNR Wildlife Resources Reports.